Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, good to have you with us. For some reason, my headsets feel a lot looser tonight. I don't know why. Can't figure out why. Oh, wait, it's because I have no hair. There's nothing for them to sit in. Usually you walk out of here after a four-hour show and you've got like a big, divot in your hair, right? If you have your hair of any sort of length. Just the headsets just being constantly over your head, it looks like, like Tiger Woods took a drive out of it. Not tonight, baby. Not for the next couple of weeks. Yeah, I can no longer ever, as Chris Jericho would say, be accused of not fulfilling bets. I hope you people got your satisfaction. Thank you to the many of you that donated to JDRF for type 1 diabetes, and as well the Global Down Syndrome Foundation and the Down Syndrome Association of Northern Virginia and JDRF Capital Chapter, whichever of those groups, you know, we kind of left it open that you donated to. You got a snip of my hair. You got a cut of my hair. Met some great people down there. In our performance center here at 1015 Half Street earlier today, Rooster's Barbershop, they were awesome. Men's Grooming Center, I should say. They were tremendous. Of course, Paisanos. I mean, how could you go wrong with Paisanos, right? Everybody from Grant, Danny, CK, Darren Snyder was here. Just everybody that kind of came out and did a nice thing. For the old Rooster. Even though I remain so disappointed that I had all this faith in the Washington Redskins, all of this confidence in Bruce and the boys, and they so let me down. They so let me down. Could you imagine what it must have been like for me to have to fulfill that bet to go from a nice set of hair? I mean, I've got many, many, many problems. Many problems. Hair was not one of them. I mean, Roosters made sure that the old Rooster was crowing okay. Nice trim beard. Reverse some of the damage that Grant and Danny and the boys did. CK, blue shorts. You can see all the coverage at thefandc.com. You can hear it. You can go back on the radio.com rewind feature. From noon until 1 o'clock, we did this. Again, all for some very, 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 very good causes that are near and dear to my heart. It was a lot of fun. It was not fun looking and feeling huge, huge, real divots in my head. And not knowing what surprises they had for me, that was uncomfortable. People wanted to cut my eyebrows, shave my eyebrows. I know Eastern Motors wanted to kind of donate like $5,000 to charitable endeavors of my choosing. If my eyebrows, no, I wasn't cutting my eyebrows. I'm sorry. Like, I have some level of standards, right? I mean, I like to have a lot of fun. I like to yell. I like to laugh a little bit. Yeah, I'm a pretty loose, easygoing guy. I'm stressed out, all that stuff. I eat poorly. I don't work out enough. I drink too much coffee. I don't have any time off. But generally, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. A little nervous. nervous during this process earlier today when there were just big chunks of my hair missing. Big chunks. But thanks to, again, Rooster's Men's Grooming Center for coming out and kind of fixing the damage that those boys did. Thanks to the radio station, obviously, CK. Just everybody that was down there. It was a fun day. Again, you should go check out all the pictures, the video. I Blue Shorts has got a bunch of stuff up there. Audio, video. Blue Shorts did a Vince McMahon bit where he came in just screaming at the top of his lungs. I almost kicked him in the grapefruits, kind of Stone Cold Steve Austin style. I almost said, "You're fired." Then I was going to do that to Oliver Luck when I saw him roaming around here because that's his boss. I decided against it. So I just kind of hung out in my studio and got made fun of for 4.5 hours on Chad Dukes' show for being at work on time. They make fun of me when I show up late. They make fun of me when I show up too early. They make fun of me when I don't show up early. They make fun of me when I'm here at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all they do is make fun of me. I mean, without me, this radio station would be nowhere. I mean, I am a beacon of fun and frivolity. I am what makes this place tick. I am what makes this place fun. See, all you people think all the Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. guys are the fun ones. I'm the funny one. I'm the funny guy. I draw that attention. You know, you think AWOD gets those attention dollars. No. I get the attention. I don't get the dollars. AWOD might be getting attention dollars because they have a lot more money in morning drive than they do here at night. But I get the attention. I make the needle move. I'm the straw that stirs the drink around here, baby. Something like that. All right. So anyway, my hair is gone. So is my dignity and my pride. I was embarrassed. I was humiliated. But it's okay. It was all for a good cause. When we return, I know Chad spent the last part of his show talking about Anthony Rendon. We're going to get to Anthony Rendon and the Nationals situation later on in the show. But we've got to, quite honestly, counter-program a little bit. Thursday night football, the Baltimore Ravens right up the road hosting the New York Jets. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens against the Jets. Good run defense. That game starts just after 8 o'clock, right? When we return, I want to find out whether all these people that are supposedly flipping allegiances to the Ravens and that are supposedly watching the Ravens on television so that they outdraw the Washington Redskins, I want to find out if you believe, like I believe, they're not watching the Ravens. They're not rooting for the Ravens. They're watching Lamar Jackson. They're invested in Lamar Jackson. They only care about Lamar Jackson. They didn't care about Joe Flacco last year. They won't care about the Baltimore Ravens next year if Lamar Jackson isn't the hottest thing on earth. I want to find out from you whether you believe, or if you are one of these people that Scott Allen talked to, that so many claim to be, we're Ravens fans. Or are you Lamar Jackson fans? Because I think you're Lamar Jackson fans, not Ravens fans. What say you? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's touch on that to get us going here on a Thursday night, again, before the Ravens host the New York Jets. We'll, of course, get into Rendon and everything else and the red-hot, mostly red-hot Capitals, as they head down to Tampa for a Saturday night tilt with the Lightning. That to come here this weekend right here on The Fan. All right, good to have you with us right here. Overtime on The Fan. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We're with you until 10 tonight at 800-636-1067. New voice on the Flash is at the top and the bottom that you'll hear. Jeff Arnold is with us, so welcome him aboard. And again, he'll be with us through, of course, 10 o'clock. Darris on the other side of the glass. Broccolini still here and alive and kicking, doing his thing. Of course, Landfill has gone home. He was uncomfortable sitting in the chair. So instead of stalking me, and because he couldn't fit comfortably in the chair, he left. He said, I'm going home. Okay, there you go. So that's that. That's that. So here's what I wanted to talk about out of the shoot tonight. And again, we'll get to the Rendon stuff, what the Nationals do from here. If you want to talk about the Redskins and Eagles, I can't talk about the game. Nobody cares. I mean, Bill Callahan can sit here and say how important it is to win divisional games. Zero people care. Less than zero people care. Nobody cares. Okay? And if you care, boy, oof. I mean, as if you're a Redskins fan and you care, I mean, we got to reorganize our priorities here. Nobody should care about this game from a Redskins perspective. Nobody. Okay? Even if you want to beat the Eagles, nobody should care. It doesn't matter. But the one thing that I wanted to start with, ahead of the Ravens and Jets on Thursday Night Football, and there might be some people that are in Southern Maryland, that are in our listening area, that are listening still on radio.com, going to tonight's game in Baltimore, bouncing around the Baltimore area, just interested in watching this game because A, it's Thursday Night Football, B, it's Lamar freaking Jackson. Right? I'm absolutely convinced that yes, over the last 15 years in which the Ravens have won two Super Bowls, there's been fans that have ultimately, like, you know, if they were geographically halfway between DC and Baltimore, say, I don't know, the 20-mile mark between D.C. and Baltimore, that migrated towards the Ravens. Why? Because fans in general want to see a team win, want to see a good product, and the Ravens, even though they had plenty of issues off the field, plenty of guys getting arrested, all of that, they won enough games. They won a lot of games. They were run correctly by Ozzie Newsome. And Eric DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti and Brian Billick and then John Harbaugh. They have been run correctly. The Redskins have been run just the opposite. An absolute freaking stinking train wreck. Some guy got mad at me because Bruce Allen hasn't been fired yet. Are you kidding me? Like, I control that. I can't control that Dan is, and I don't even think he's as insulated as you guys think he is or as others think he is. I can't control that Dan doesn't want to fire his best friend. Trust me. He's right there. All he needs is one more slap in the face, I think, to put the finishing touches on this bad boy. I think. Because there's no way, no chance that anybody could be that insulated and that ignorant. And I'll just leave it at that, okay? But I can understand that there have been some fans that have migrated over, right? I mean, again, fans like winning teams. Even if you don't necessarily win a championship every year, fans want to root for a team that wins 9, 10, 11 games, good defense, has won a couple of Super Bowls, in the playoffs usually. Okay, everybody's going to have some down years, and the Ravens certainly had, you know, a couple of years that, not down, but that were lean. Right? Where they were just kind of meh, average. Now they have the most exciting player in the NFL. The most exciting player in the NFL, by far. There's nobody even close. Nobody even close. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I guess, had the meteoric popularity that Lamar Jackson has now, last year at this time. I don't think he has it right now. I mean, people still love him, but he hadn't had as good of a year. And maybe a year from now, Lamar Jackson will be, fine. But right now, Lamar Jackson is, it's not even close. He's the most popular player in the sport. Why? Because he runs around and he's so fast and he's so good and he throws nothing but darts inside the 10-yard line. But if we ask him to throw 30-plus times a game, I can guarantee you against a good defense, he's not going to be as fun. I'm not saying he won't have some success. I can guarantee you he won't be as fun. But he's a human joystick. He's a 20 to 30-year-old's dream from a football perspective. People love him. They couldn't get enough of Michael Vick when he was with the Atlanta Falcons pre-prison. Michael Vick couldn't throw the football accurately. They could not get enough of Vick. Couldn't get enough. They couldn't get enough of Robert Griffin, who ironically backs him up. Couldn't throw the football from the pocket or on the run. Couldn't get enough. People couldn't get it through their thick head that it wasn't racism or some, it was an agenda, quite honestly. Jay Gruden didn't like him. Neither did Mike Shanahan. Robert did some stuff to certainly help that. A lot of stuff. But they love Lamar Jackson. I don't think they love the Ravens. I think they love Lamar Jackson. Whether you played Madden, whether you watch YouTube highlights, whether you're on Twitter, whatever your form of entertainment is, you don't watch the Ravens for their defense unless you're a Ravens fan. Like, born a Ravens fan. If you've converted recently, if you just watch the Ravens this year, you're watching them for Lamar Jackson. Not because you love the Ravens. If you're a Redskins fan that has converted to the Ravens in the last year, you've converted because of Lamar Jackson. Not because the Ravens are so entertaining and so good. Yes, by extension, they're entertaining and good because of Lamar Jackson. But that's the reason. Now, if you converted to a Ravens fan 5 years ago, okay, we can have that conversation. Why? When? Oh, they won a Super Bowl. Oh, okay, that explains it. And the Redskins are terrible. So there's all sorts of reasons and caveats, but the number one reason I feel why anybody is converting to a Baltimore Raven fandom, why anybody watches the Ravens over the Redskins, why anybody cares about the Ravens over the Redskins is not because of the Ravens over the Redskins. It's because of Lamar Jackson versus the world. He owns it. He's controlling it. He is dominating it, period. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Your call's coming straight up. Jeff's got the flash here at the top of the hour. I'm way late. Sorry about that. We will get right out to you on the fan. 800-636-1067. Stay tuned.
Making his way to the studio now, a man who's got a chrome dome and a massive set of stones. He's got a million pages of notes, two suitcases, and four totes. What he lacks in hair, he makes up for by coming prepared. He's got no time for dummies and nimrods. This man's a radio god. WrestleMania / Arini the Rooster. Don't move a muscle. Here he is, Chris Russell.
I mean, how do you top that, right? Broccolini hit a grand slam on a Thursday night. How about that? Darius, we got to play that like literally every top of the hour, right? I mean, there's just no other way. I mean, hell, we should play it like almost every break coming back. Oh, thank you to Brock. That was so good. He told me he had a special surprise, a special ring intro for me. There's nobody that does it better than Brock. Nobody. I mean, Dukes can make fun of him for all the beans and whatever weird stuff he eats and squirreling away food and all that. Brock's my guy. I squirrel away food too. Brock's my guy. Free food is the best. Brock's my guy. Thank you to El Zol, by the way. They're having their radiothon. And they just offered up some free food. So I got some salad with a little bit of chicken. Nice. Free, too. They're obviously doing a great cause as well. All right, 800-636-1067. So I contend it's not the Ravens that people are in love with. Redskins fans jumping ship. NFL fans, whatever it might be. It's not just about the Redskins fans. It's a story here in D.C. because, A, we put way too much emphasis on television ratings, which are inaccurate. It's the only thing I can tell you. They are. They measure like 100 homes out of every 5,000, and everybody acts like they're accurate. They're not, okay? It's what we use, doesn't mean it's accurate, okay? It's a small, small, small sample. So television ratings are not accurate, okay? Let's start with that. But everybody's making a big deal. Oh, the Ravens outrated the Redskins. No. Lamar Jackson outrated the Redskins. Lamar Jackson, who plays for the Ravens, yes. So theoretically, it is the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson. I guarantee you that if Joe Flacco was still on the Ravens, A, the Ravens wouldn't be where they are. That's obvious. But if they were, because there were times that they were with Joe Flacco in his prime, nobody would be going gaga because Joe Flacco was boring as beep. Lamar Jackson's not boring. He's not boring to anyone. Young, medium, old, white, black, male, female, Laurel, Maryland, Rockville, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Silver Spring, Maryland, Alexandria, Virginia, Fredericksburg, Virginia. People love Lamar Jackson. They don't love the Baltimore Ravens. Maybe people in Baltimore, maybe Craig Heiss loves the Baltimore Ravens. Maybe a bunch of Baltimoreans love the Baltimore Ravens. General people, 99% of America loves Lamar Jackson. Let's get you aboard on the show, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Charles and Laurel on the Fan. Hey, Charles, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, my man?
Good. Charles, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm a diehard Redskins fan. I love them. I love them, but they is a dumpster fire, man. They's a dumpster fire.
They've been a dumpster fire for a quarter century, pal. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I used to have season tickets. I let them some bitches go.
You and about 40,000 of your friends, but I like the way you said that.
Hell yeah.
Me think of The Rock when he used to do that. Are you a wrestling fan? Because you sound like you got a little.
No,
you're not a wrestling
fan.
You know who The Rock is, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Rock is cooking, yeah.
But he used to have this little bit where he'd turn that. I don't know if I could say it on the radio, but he just. Just trust me. You'd know what I'm talking about if you knew what I was talking about. You know, it's kind of like the Washington Post. You got to get it to get it or whatever their slogan is. You'd know what I'm talking about if I could say it on the radio.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, listen, Lamar. I like watching Lamar. Lamar is the man.
Right.
But the Ravens ain't nothing without Lamar.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing.
Were you excited about the Ravens last year? Were you watching the Ravens with Joe Flacco? Or even when they went
to Lamar,
Lamar wasn't doing what he's doing now anywhere near as proficiently or as excitingly?
Right.
You weren't doing right?
No. Hell no. No. But let me tell you something about Lamar. Lamar, he's not the smartest because he cuts up that field. He going to get hit. Mm-hmm. And guess what's going to happen after that? I'm going to tell you. Are you ready?
Yeah, tell me, man.
Him and RG going to be doing wheelchair races up and down the field. You understand what I'm saying?
Be nice.
That's what's going to happen.
I hear you. Listen, it worries me, but be nice. Let's be nice. I appreciate the phone call. Listen. Lamar Jackson runs too much. He runs too much. I know I love running the ball. He runs too much. He's a quarterback. He's not a running back. They're not disposable. Let's go to Hassan in Crofton on the Fan. Hassan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing. How you doing, Rooster?
Good, Hassan. What's going on, man?
So I grew up in Southern Maryland. Let me tell you something. I graduated high school in 05. I went to Salisbury in 2005. I didn't know what a Ravens fan was until I left Southern Maryland, went to Salisbury. The problem is that the Redskins, they had a large deposit in the bank account from the 90s and the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 20 years, haven't won since, and you got all these other bandwagon fans that they just want to watch them win in football, and that's what's happening. Lamar's the guy, just like RG3 was the guy back in 2012.
Right.
It's the same thing. Once you lose him, it's going to be done and over with. So all it takes is the Redskins to start winning again. You're going to have the same bandwagon fans coming back to the ship. That's all that matters.
And more than that, it's just exciting. They won the first half of last year. Everyone yawned. Nobody cared because they were boring as you know what. And so that's the reason why I'm going so hard with this. I'm not saying that nobody has liked or developed a respect or a following of the Ravens. If you were a fan of another team, say in the Southern Maryland area or even in the D.C. area or wherever in this general wide swath of area, right? I'm not saying that nobody is a Ravens fan because it's easy, again, to root for a winning product. And largely, they've been a winning, good quality product for a long time. But I guess for me, and it sounds like for you, Hassan, I have to say that like what has turned this up big time is, again, the individual fascination we have with just that, individuals. We make it a star-driven thing, a star-driven sport, a star-driven position like the quarterback position, a star-driven league in the NBA. We don't talk about the supporting cast LeBron James has in Los Angeles. We talk about LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. We don't talk about the seventh and eighth man. We talk about LeBron James and Anthony Davis. We're a star-driven society. We're captivated, and I think we're captivated by Lamar Jackson mostly or only, and then the Ravens are like a small, small percentage of it.
Right, and I agree with you on that. I will say I do enjoy watching them. My wife's a Ravens fan, so I enjoy that.
You have different motivations, though. You got to keep the missus happy, you know?
I do, yeah, but she knows my heart is. We just had a kid. He'll be a Redskins fan. That's not even up for debate.
There you go.
So, I mean, again, start winning. First, let's give it to Bruce Allen. Start winning, and then all the fans will come back. That's all it is. You got to put a bigger deposit in there. That's all we need. I hear you.
But it's more than just winning like they were winning first half of last year when they were, 5-3 or 5-2 or whatever it was, and they were boring.
Exciting football is what they need.
Exactly. Because I'll tell you, great call. Thank you, Hassan. Appreciate it. And congratulations on the baby. We'll get to more of your calls in a couple of moments. I will tell you this. Last year, people were wondering, wait a second, what the hell is going on? The Ravens have empty seats by the, thousands. They were empty. Nobody cared. And they were a playoff team. They were empty over the last 2 years. Empty. Gaps. Just sections of empty seats. Nobody cared. Lamar Jackson, they care. 800-636-1067. I'll give you another example of that coming up next from a Redskins perspective on The Fan. Stay tuned. What matters to many sub-35-year-olds, many, not all, many, is what matters to them, what excites them, what interests them. They want to wake up. Tommy Lavero talks about this all the time. They want to wake up on a Sunday morning and say, I got nothing to do today. I got the life. I work a 40-hour-a-week job. I think that's hard. I punch in and I punch out. I make $70,000 a year. I have no kids, nothing to do. I could sleep all weekend, or I can wake up and go to the Ravens game. Oh, boom, done. I'm going to the Ravens game. I don't feel like going to the Ravens game. I'll go to the bar and just hang out there all day and spend $100 on food and booze. But we know that sports fans and people, again, under the age of 35, just aren't the same anymore. Take what happened with the Nationals this year. Nobody really cared about the Nationals. The casual fan, which makes up the large part of every team's potential fan base. The casual fan is not in every night, every day, day in, day out. They're here, they're there. They'll go to a game because they want to be part of the bougie crowd. You know, they want to go and drink their $10 Budweisers and hang out on the Bud Light perch loft and whatever. And then they'll get all excited about the playoffs. All fired up. Why? Because it's a place to be seen. It's a place to hang out. It's a place to be loud and passionate, to be with your friends and all that stuff. That's what they are. They want excitement. They don't want team excitement. Sure, team excitement does mean something to some people and some fan bases. I might be overgeneralizing, but I'm talking about a lot of individuals and even a lot of non-individuals, a lot of large group areas. And again, I point back to the Nationals were the best team in baseball from May 24th on. Nobody cared until they got into the playoffs. Nobody cared. I mean, people cared, but not. They were still averaging 22,000 a night, for God's sakes. It's part of the reason why Anthony Rendon is gone. We'll get into that later. I mean, I love the Capitals. You know, nobody was that fired up about the Capitals until they finally broke through the second round and went on. And even then, it's still a hard sport to kind of get people to really feel passionate about and connect to. So in the NFL, you can win like the Ravens have largely won over the years or been competitive. Nobody cared. But they sure as you know what, cared about Lamar Jackson because he's exciting. He's dynamic. And that's why they're so popular. Not because they're the Baltimore Ravens. Maybe it's not fair to draw that line. I can draw that line in my mind and on this radio show because that's my opinion. That's how I feel. Let's get to Hill in Southeast D.C. on the Fan. What's up, Hill? How are you?
Chris.
Yo, what's up, Hill?
All right, brother. I'm going to say Chris Russell because since you like Brock's intro so much. But Rooster, let's get here. I'm about the same age. So I was a Cowboys fan since I was 4 years old because my big brother loved the Cowboys.
Okay.
I never converted. He did because my father liked the Redskins. So what? I don't care. You don't convert on teams. Never. But as far as Lamar Jackson goes, there are few things you go home to watch on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You went home to watch The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
You went home to watch The Wire. You went home to watch Oz. You went home and watched Michael frickin' Jordan, Mike goddamn Tyson, and you go home to watch Lamar Jackson. That's what it boils down to. People want excitement. It has nothing to do with 30 to 35s, 40 to 50s, nothing. People want excitement. Lamar Jackson brings excitement to the league. That's what we want, and that's what we want to see.
I totally agree with you, but don't you think that level of excitement, that individualistic kind of excitement or focus is more towards the younger generation? Meaning, you mentioned Michael Jordan, and I'm with you. I mean, always, we all watched Michael Jordan, but we watched Scottie Pippen, too. We love Dennis Rodman. We love the Chicago Bulls, unless you were getting beat, like, you know, by the Chicago Bulls every year. And even then, you respected the daylights out of them, right?
Right.
Yes, there was the individual star, but we also like the team. I don't know how many people know anything about the Baltimore Ravens outside of Lamar Jackson.
No, I agree with you. But until the NFL understands that individual stardom is what drives.
Oh, trust me, they're starting to understand.
We're going to keep on losing viewers.
Yeah.
The NBA has viewers because they understand that individual stardom is what drives America today. Everybody has ADHD. You can't go past 10 seconds.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm right there. I'm glad you brought that up.
NFL's a pink panty league now.
Yes.
Who cares about the NFL?
I don't know if I'm ready to say that, Hill, but I love your point about ADHD. People have no attention span at all. People are not focused. They're on their phones. I mean, I am too. So maybe I sound like an idiot, but people are attracted to individuals, not teams anymore. I shouldn't say not teams, but largely the casual viewer is, and the casual pie is much greater than the hardcore pie. I think we can all establish that, right? The casual pie is more into and in tuned and watching for the superstar, the individual, rather than the team. And maybe this is a silly purpose, I don't know, but it sounds like you and I are on the same page, which I appreciate.
Rooster, simple example. Everybody loved the St. Louis. Loved the L.A. Rams last year.
Yep.
Everybody. Bandwagon. The whole country. L.A. Rams. Oh, he McVay's a genius. Yep. Da, 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 da. And now, who cares?
Yeah. Oh, all right. Good point. Good. Now, listen, obviously they're struggling this year, but you're right. People fell in love with the Rams. Why? Gurley was tremendous, yes. Goff was having a good year, yes. But it was Sean McVay, the Hollywood star, who, you know, looks mm-hmm. like he looks the part. Everybody right, was like, wow, man, this 31-year-old young buck going to the Super Bowl and all that. And he looks like he's literally out of Hollywood. And what do you know? He is. Excellent call, Hill. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. We'll get to Jane. We'll get to Brian. We'll get to Andy. We'll get to you. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We'll keep this going. Jeff Arnold here with the latest Sports Flash on the Fan. All right, 800-636-1067. I'll tell you what, why don't we go right back to the calls so we can get everybody in as quickly as possible, and then we'll probably change up and kind of spin forward and do all sorts of different things, and then we'll get into the Rendon Nationals situation and where the Nationals go from here. Let's go to Jane in Falls Church. Hey, Jane, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Bougie. I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Occasionally, I might surprise you, you know? I hope I used it in the right context. I think I did.
I think you did.
Yeah.
At any rate, I've been a Giants fan for more than 60 years.
I knew that. I remember that.
I know you knew that. At any rate, given the choice between the last 3 years' Giants and a chance to watch a quality quarterback, no choice at all. I'm watching Lamar Jackson. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting in my car because I called you on the way home. I'm heading in the house to watch this game, and I could care less who.
So, wait, I didn't keep you in your car all this time, did I? I'm so sorry. I feel terrible.
No. Okay. I was driving home,
I got you. All right, so what you're saying, let me ask it from this perspective, because the Giants are not playing right now. If Lamar Jackson is playing next Sunday against at the same time as the Giants and Redskins, two dog teams that, you know, just not playing for anything. You're watching Lamar and the Ravens, right? Or okay. Now, what if the Giants were good? What if the Giants were good? Is it still Giants over everyone? Is it just because they're bad as to why you're out? And while you're in on Lamar, like how has your kind of choices changed?
Like I say, I'm a Giants fan, have been for more than 60 years.
Right.
I've been with them through very good and extremely bad. And if the Giants were worth watching, I would watch them.
Okay.
And I always root for them. I hope for a miracle. But to watch Lamar Jackson, I saw him for the first time Thanksgiving weekend, and I said, oh, my God, I have never seen somebody. It's been a long time since I've seen that exciting a football game.
Right.
So I'm going to – he's a must-see TV.
I think you have millions and millions and millions of people that are in your camp that are doing exactly the same thing you're doing. And that's why I did the topic tonight, because again, I just can't say it enough. The Ravens are good. Ravens are fine. There's a lot of fine teams and good teams. People watch good football teams. I get it. People are watching the San Francisco 49ers. They're not terribly exciting, although they put up a bunch of points the other night, and they are, if you like good football. Right. But I don't like, I think people are much, much, much more captivated by the Baltimore Ravens because of Lamar than they are the San Francisco 49ers because of who? Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo's coming on, but he ain't no Lamar Jackson. I can tell you that much. So I'm with you on that. Jane, always good to hear from you. Appreciate it, and I'll talk to you real soon. Happy holidays if I don't hear from you in between. That's Jane in Falls Church. Always good to hear from her. Let's get out to Brian in Fairfax on the Fan. Brian, how are you?
Hey, Chris, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, thanks for making it, as always. You're Brian that doesn't like Dwayne Haskins, right?
You got it, buddy.
I got you.
But it's a different topic. But I'll tell you, I just got my car off of work, so I didn't catch the point of what you're talking about. I understand. I agree with you so far what I've heard the callers talk about. Lamar Jackson is must-see football. He's a person that I root for, and I actually cannot stand the Baltimore Ravens. I'm a Redskins fan, have been all my life. I'm 56 years old. I've always loved the Redskins, and I always will. Now, they are not watchable TV right now, but I'm not rooting for Baltimore. I'm not a fan of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I would never wear a jersey, put a hat on, or say I'm a fan of Baltimore, but I love to see Jackson play and actually root for them to win, because the Redskins have a zero chance, and probably in the next 10 years they have a zero chance, because the organization is crap unless they change everything. But understand, I will always remain a diehard Redskin fan, and as soon as they play better, I am on board. And through it all, I'll still be a Redskin fan. I just do root for Jackson because he is the real deal, and I get your point about single players making you want to watch them.
Right.
But
so
I don't
you're
root
not,
for them.
You're not
you understand yeah, that?
No, absolutely. You're not flipping teams like the genesis of this Scott Allen Washington Post. Yeah, because the reason why I came up with this was because they're talking about all these Redskins fans that have switched allegiance to the Ravens. And
no,
again,
I
kind of take
Chris.
Umbrage
I
to that. Yeah, I mean, and here was the quote that I wanted to bring up that I teased, which was, quote, from, I don't know the guy's name, Harry Fox, I guess it was, who went to games at RFK, has two sons. He goes, quote, sitting there and watching Redskins games with them, meaning his sons, week after week, I would reflect on my own childhood. Like, dude, this ain't right. I can't let the kids grow up. Now, to watch their faces watching Lamar, I would do it 1,000 times over. He's not like, hey, watching the Ravens every week is awesome. No, no, no. It's watching Lamar. That's what it is.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, let's not make it like America all of a sudden, America's sweetheart is the Baltimore Ravens. No. Instead, Lamar Jackson is America's sweetheart.
100% agree, dude. Totally.
Appreciate it, as always, Brian. Good to hear from you, pal.
Thanks, bud.
I'll talk to you on Sunday, I'm sure. Oh, God, I got to do the postgame show on Sunday. Oh. I mean, the only saving grace is that people are going to be in their car, and they'll either be semi-happy, sort of, kind of, because they dealt the Eagles a blow, and maybe a bunch of Philadelphia fans will be heading back up north. I don't know. Or they'll be really, really upset. Because the Eagles are not good. They're 6-7. They put Alshon Jeffrey on IR. They have no DeSean Jackson. They still have Carson Wentz. They still have Zach Ertz. You know, they still have a decent defense. They're not a very good team. They're 6-7, and you know, they're just not a very good team. And if they come in here and waltz all over the Redskins and it's 80-20, like ground beef in the crowds, like it was week 17 of last year, and it's only week 15, and you guys still have a I can't wait to see the scene week 16 at FedEx, Giants-Redskins. Because the Giants fans aren't, I don't think, going to travel for that like they normally would, right? The Giants are worse than the Redskins this year, at least record-wise. I can't wait for that scene. That is going to be interesting to see. All right, we'll come back and we'll finish it up with Andy in Bethesda, Doug in Stafford, and you at 800-636-1067. I promise we're getting into some other things on the other side of 8 o'clock right here on The Fan. All right, let's get right back to the phone so we can get everybody in and out before 8 o'clock. Good to have you with us. It is Overtime on The Fan. I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. Darris on the other side of the glass. Jeff Arnold's coming up with another top of the hour sports flash. We're with you again until 10. I think I said that already, but I'm not sure. Then Pharrell on the bench, CBS Sports Radio. For you at that point, we're going to get into this whole Clinton Portis Carlos Rogers thing. We're going to get into Anthony Rendon and the Nationals and what's next that everybody's been talking about all day. I just wanted to do this first. Plus, we'll keep you up to date on the Ravens and the Jets. Let's get to Andy in Bethesda on the fan. Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm good, Rooster. How about yourself?
Doing good, pal. Thanks for the call.
Hey, so first, can I just say I like you so much better than Chad Dukes? I mean that
well,
from the bottom
I mean,
of my
thank
heart.
You for the nice words about me, but I like Dukes, even though he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, anyhow, so, you know, I grew up here. My dad grew up in New York, and he brainwashed me as a Giants fan at a young age. You know, and I'm thankful for that. Even this year, I'm still thankful for that.
Right.
But I grew up an Orioles fan. You know, and then, you know, I think the only thing that is different between the Orioles and the Redskins organization from an owner's perspective, maybe Angelos is a little bit better, just a little bit better than Snyder. But I kind of just gave up because I had no hope for them.
Right.
You know, but I didn't have a team, you know, around here. And my dad didn't follow baseball, so I wasn't really influenced. And so, you know, similar to Eljack, you know, I started gravitating, ironically, to the Seattle Mariners for a long time because of Ken Griffey Jr.,
mm-hmm.
right? Same exciting type of player, right? Uh-huh. Like, I mean, the kid was awesome.
This is a great example of what I'm kind of talking about is that, and I'll let you finish. You weren't necessarily a Mariners fan. You were a Ken Griffey Jr. fan.
Yeah. And over time, I think I kind of became a Mariners fan. But then when Griffey left, he went to Cincinnati. I just kind of gave up, you know. But then when the Nationals came here, I slowly started becoming a Nationals fan. And, you know, I think obviously the last, you know, especially this year, we made it a lot easier, you know, but like, I mean, it happened, you know. And then if you look at Baltimore from 84 to 95, they had no team, right? And so what was your choice? If you were a football fan, you rooted for the Redskins, right? And so maybe some of those fans, when the Ravens came to town, they said, well, I got another option now, and they come back. So I don't think it's, you know, impossible. But yeah, I mean, if you have a great player and you have no hope, because I had no hope for the Orioles. None, right? And they were better there back then than they are now, and I still have no hope, mainly because of the owner. So if you had no hope, you know, for your ownership of the Redskins, and I think 99.99% of the Redskins fans would agree with me, you know, I mean, like, and you have some entertainment down the street, you know, and you have a great guy to go watch, I could see how people eventually could become fans.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it makes sense, especially if you're in that, you know, that sweetheart area, if you will, like I mentioned earlier, like, say, equidistant roughly between D.C. and Baltimore. I mean, it's not that, you know, people act like D.C. and Baltimore are two different countries. You know, they're 35 miles apart, you know. I mean, if you live relatively equidistant in between D.C. and Baltimore, why wouldn't you be captivated to potentially go and check out Lamar Jackson? And maybe a little bit of it, maybe more than I think it is. Maybe it's the Ravens too. But I think a lot of it is just, you know, this how we are as a society, right? We care much more about gambling, I think, now than we ever have, right? I mean, if you think about it, we care much more about line spreads and over-unders than we actually care about the actual game. I never remember that, Andy, growing up, even in my 20s, even in my 30s, quite honestly. I don't remember as much of a focus on that, and the fantasy and the entertainment and the highlights and the, you know, crazy individuality and the celebration stuff. What, you know, think about our conversations around the water cooler on radio. That's what we're all captivated by.
Yeah, no, I think fantasy, definitely. I mean, fantasy forces you to start following individual players.
So that's a great point, too.
That as well.
That's a great point.
So,
yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I probably should have mentioned that. Excellent call, Andy. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Have a good holiday.
All right, you too. Appreciate that. Let's go to Doug in Stafford, Virginia, on the fan. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good, Doug. Thanks for the call.
Maybe 2-3 years we can get things together, and if you're a football fan, go ahead and root for the Ravens. I'd rather watch a Ravens 49ers game than a Redskins Green Bay game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand,
why is that? Because the Ravens are so good, or because of Lamar? or do you not care?
I think it's a bit of both, but it's also more competition. You're okay. actually going to see two great teams okay. going at it to where you don't really know who's going to, you know, win.
I guarantee you there's a lot of people that are saying, this guy's a me. This guy's crazy. Of course we love the Ravens. What are you talking about? We love the Ravens. And they're the same people that weren't watching the Ravens a year and a half ago when Lamar wasn't there.
Absolutely. He's made a big difference, and it reminds me kind of when Cam Newton came on the spot.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
or any individual phenomenon. Absolutely. Cam's a great example. You're absolutely right. And there are other great examples as well. I mean, look, individual talents, individual superstars are always going to connect with the casual base. I got it. I understand that. I just don't know if I've ever seen a team go from boring and non-interesting and nobody really being into them, i.e. last year at this time, nobody cared. Even Ravens fans weren't going to the game, right? And now all of a sudden they are the hottest thing since sliced bread. Well, it's
Absolutely.
Not just because they're 11-2. Again, it's because they're 11-2 because they have a superstar that everyone loves to watch.
Absolutely. So what is everyone jumping ship off of when maybe in 3 years we get rid of Bruce Allen or Dwayne Haskins turns mm-hmm. into something, we get a superstar on the team and the Redskins
yeah.
become
yeah.
a team like that.
Yeah. I mean, you could see that. You could see that. I mean, it might not even take 3 years. I mean, if Haskins all of a sudden next year comes in and just is on fire, throwing 350 a game, you know, 3-1 touchdown to turnover ratio, not getting sacked every other play. Absolutely, it's going to be back and back again. Last year, it wasn't back because they were boring. Nobody believed in Alex Smith throwing for 178 yards a game and ground and pound. They were boring, but they were good in the first half. There's a difference if you're passing the football, throwing it around, or you're dynamic running it like Lamar is, and he can pass it as well in short to intermediate zones, then that's going to absolutely elevate the audience. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. Let's quickly squeeze in, I believe it's Ian in Vienna. What's up, Ian? How are you?
Yeah, so a couple of points on this topic, which has been discussed often and especially this year, is if you think about sports, for different people, it's different things. You know, some people, it's a chance to bond with friends and family. With some people, it's like their identity and et cetera. The people who are going to call in oftentimes across all the networks are like, I would never convert my fandom, never this. Sure, you're in that 1 to 10% of you will never change.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers speak for themselves. People are gravitating to other organizations, whether it's the Cowboys, whether it's the Eagles, the Giants. But when you have a product that's local, you can see them on TV, you can go to their stadium, you have a much better experience. And yes, I agree, Lamar Jackson has a huge aspect to do with this turnaround of Baltimore. Just like when RG3 came on,
yes.
he brought a whole
yes.
new group of Redskins fans.
Correct.
That's what made it so difficult when his tenure was so disappointing at the end.
Correct.
But when you have individual phenoms, of course they bring talent. The Ken Griffey Jr. is a great example, or whomever, the Juan Sotos. People gravitate to individuals. But the bigger point is when you have an owner who treats people and the fan base, et cetera, the way he does over time, people just don't want to do it because it's not about, oh, you're a traitor going to another organization. You can't walk me through a single pathway of how this organization will be a good organization in 2 years, 3 years, yeah, 5 years, maybe. You don't know. Whereas with the Ravens, whether it was the Trent Dilfer, Ray Lewis first go-around, the second go-around of Flacco, Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed. And now this one, it's a good organization. Say Lamar Jackson goes down tomorrow for the year. You still believe that they have the right pieces mm-hmm. to be a competent organization going forward. And there's none of that with this one. So why would you begrudge a single person who says, I want to be entertained on Sunday. I want to see something I enjoy. I want mm-hmm. to support people that treat people properly. Dan Snyder doesn't do that.
That's more than fair. That's more than fair.
And And when people get so up in arms about how could you do this, how could you do that?
Yeah, I don't.
The numbers.
I mean, I don't do that. Just so you know, I mean, you can root for whoever you want. I know there are a lot of people on the station that I don't care. I'm from New York. I rooted for New York teams my whole life growing up. Now I root for a lot of DC teams. I mean, that's where I live.
Right, and people kind of change over time. And I think for a lot of people who say that, whether it's on your network or 980 or whomever,
right.
is that you want almost this badge of honor that I'm a fan of X, no matter what. And I always ask them, why do you say no matter what? If your team was filled with criminals and people you didn't support, would you support them just because they have a certain color?
No, I agree. You support what is good, what is quality, what is performing a good, and I always compare it to a restaurant. You're under no obligation to continuously go to a restaurant if the restaurant service, pricing, food, whatever, hospitality absolutely sucks. Good call. I appreciate it. I'm way late, as usual. Sorry about that, Darius. I apologize. I'll take the hit. CK, come after me. Jeff Arnold's got the latest sports flash, and then we will make the turn. We're going to get into the Portis story first, then we'll talk Rendon and the Nationals for the final part of the show. Good to have you with us on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.